Hello, welcome once again to Daily Bread Broadcast Ministry. Thank you for taking the time to tune in and join us. Today is the last day of 2017. I'm sure you've heard many preachers touch on that today. But reflecting back over this year, you know, there's a lot happened this year, and we don't know what's to come in 2018. The Lord knows all about it. He knows what lays ahead of us. But today's a day, tomorrow is a time when people make New Year's resolutions. They put away old habits and try to do better, and they'll do better for a couple of weeks. But and those things are good intentions. They're done and said with good intentions. But I say one thing we need to really make a resolution to do and set our minds and hearts to do, and that's seek out the Lord. And that's get to know more about our Lord. Amen. Get this old Bible out and commit ourselves to it, submit ourselves to Him, and commit to the reading of it daily or the daily devotional. Get up and spend the first part of your day, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever, and read a little bit of the Word of God before you start your day out. Amen? And just put Him in first place. Amen? And that'd be a very good New Year's resolution that we all need to make, just to get closer to the Lord, a closer walk with Him. Amen? And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 2 over here, I'm going to read this passage of Scripture here, verse 1 through 5. The Bible says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear into wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to stand and preach. Thank you for your blessed word, Lord, and sharing your knowledge and your wisdom with us, Lord, through the Bible, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that we do have the Bible, Lord. It's right readily available to anybody who will seek after it. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, how merciful you are to us. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you bestow upon us, Lord, from day to day. And, Lord, we pray for the year to come, Lord, that it'll be beneficial and prosperous, Lord, in everything we do, say, and touch. Let us glorify the Lord, for all things are His, Lord, and all the glory is Thine, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you for salvation. I pray if there's one listening to this message, Lord, that they be saved, Lord, that they commit their hearts to you, Lord. Father, we thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. In this passage of Scripture here, we see the Bible says there in verse 4, "If thou seekest her wisdom as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Amen. Me and Brother Jim was just talking up there about treasure hunting. You know, some people take a metal detector and they go out looking for a little hidden treasure here and there. And it's a neat little hobby, and you're not going to get rich off of it. Amen. But you'll search the ground, you never know what you're going to turn up. And I find that the Bible is the same way. Every day, sit down and read the Bible with an open heart and open mind and prayer. Amen. And I start reading the Bible, and you never know if the gold nuggets that are going to be turned up. Amen. Hey, the Bible is full of gold nuggets. It's rich, and it's far greater than the silver and the gold that you can hold in your hand. Amen. And the Bible is so full of all the riches that the world, it's the most overlooked, it's the most unsearched. They say that the ocean is the most unsearched part of our planet. Amen. Let me tell you, I don't know what's at the bottom of the ocean, but I do know that the Word of God has more in it than we can unpack. Amen. The Bible is not searched out. It cannot be searched out. The Holy Ghost will reveal to you as much as you apply your heart to find the knowledge of God. Amen. And when you dedicate yourself to the reading of the Word and dedicate yourself to wanting to know more about the Lord and to learn about Him, He will reveal things to you sometimes through the reading of the Word and most times through the preaching of the Word. excuse me. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 3 says the Word of God is revealed through preaching. Amen. A lot of people struggle at trying to understand this King James Bible. Let me tell you, it's not for the simple-minded. Amen. You sit down and you try to read it and you think you're just going to read it and get it and put it down and be done with it. It's not that kind of book. This is a spiritual book. Amen. This has the Spirit of God breathed into it. And the Holy Ghost will reveal, the Lord will reveal His truth to you only as much as you set your heart to seek out His wisdom and His knowledge. Amen. And the more we learn about the Lord, and it says there in verse 5, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord means reverence. It means to reverence Him at the highest regard. The more you learn about Him, the more you learn that everything that we have, even our own personal being, is just by the grace of God. He provides everything that we have. He provides our food. He provides our shelter. He provides our clothing. He provides the air we breathe. He provides the water we drink. He provides the sun for warmth. Amen. Everything that we have, this planet that we live on, amen. And the very breath in our body, even our body, everything is supplied to us by the Lord. Amen. And the more you learn about that, the more you come to an understanding, just by the grace of God, we have our being. And every day when you wake up, you learn to thank God just for allowing you to wake up and rise and walk again. Amen. And that's the fear of the Lord. That's the reverence of the Lord right there. The more you get to know Him, the more you learn to love Him. Amen. And we need to find out more about the Lord. We need to learn more about Him. There's a lot of people today who go around, they name the name of Jesus, but they don't know much about Him. Amen. That's all they know. He was a good man. He was a good prophet. And that's all as far as it goes. There's so much more to Him. His ways cannot be found out. Amen. We cannot know the mind of the Lord except by the Word of God. Amen. And as much as, like I said, as much as we apply our heart to find out His knowledge and His wisdom, then He reveals it to us. He said in verse 5 there, thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Let me tell you, the world's leaders, they want to dictate, they want to rule the world, amen. You have one trying to topple this nation over here and topple that government over there and take over the world. Let me tell you something. If you want to rule a good nation, if our rulers, if our presidents, if the kings of this world would get a hold of this Word of God and follow God's instructions, amen, they would rule the world. Amen. But not in the way that they think, not in the way of dictatorship, and not in the way of oppression, but they would rule in the world, rule their government, and rule their countries in a good, godly manner, in a blessed manner, and they would prosper. Amen. God would prosper them. We look at these third world countries. You look at North Korea over there, and they have actually banned the King James Bible or the Bible in any regard in that country. They can't even have one over there. And you look at Mexico and some of these other places over here where the government is a dictatorship and the people are in oppression. Amen. They don't follow the way of the Lord. They don't follow the Word of God. In Israel, back in Israel's day, and God gave them the land of Israel over there, and He told them that if you'll obey My commandments and My judgments, My precepts, My statutes, then will you be blessed, and your gardens will be full, and your wells will be full, your vineyards will be full, and your houses, your children will be blessed. But they turned on God. They turned their backs on God. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Amen. And they turned their backs on God, and they sinned against God. And you look over there today at that same land, amen, that land that once flowed with milk and honey, and it looks like a barren wasteland. It's nothing but a desert, a bunch of rocks over there, and people will go over there today, and I've heard somebody say, you know, what's so good about that land over there? It's nothing. There's no trees, no nothing. It's that way because God cursed it. But if we apply our heart to Him, if we apply our heart to knowledge, then we'll find the knowledge of God. Amen. If we follow after His righteousness, if we follow after His judgment, amen, He will bless us and He will bless our land. Amen. Now, there are so many people seeking out treasure today, seeking to be rich, seeking the wealth of this world. But I'm telling you by the Word of God here that the wisdom and knowledge of God is far more than all the riches of the world. Amen. You can take a homeless person there and they may be hungry and they're begging for a meal or begging for a dollar to buy them something to eat. And you may buy them the best meal that money can buy. Amen. But the very next day they're going to be hungry again. That kind of richness and that kind of wealth, it only lasts just for a minute. But the wisdom of God lasts forever. Amen. Peter and John come to the temple over there in Acts chapter 3, I believe it is, and there was a beggar begging, and Peter looked at him and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee." Amen. And the man was blessed. He wasn't crippled anymore. He received the healing power of the Lord. Amen. He received salvation. Amen. And that's something that'll last. That's something you can take with you when you leave this world. You can have all the world's riches, all the gold and silver, but it won't be yours the day you draw your last breath. Amen. And we need to seek out the Lord in 2018. We need to seek Him out and learn more about Him. Amen. And verse number 6 says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." This Word of God, this Bible that we have here, is the spoken Word of God. Amen. It is the written Word of God. "He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." Amen. Verse 8, let me go ahead and read that. "He keepeth the paths of the judgment and preserveth the ways of His saints." See, He's talking to those who are His, who belong to Him, amen, those who are seeking Him out in the right way. There's people out there today, I know, I work with a man, he's a devout atheist, he don't believe anything, but he will read this Bible, he can quote verses of Scripture to you better than I can, but he don't believe a word of it. That's a strange thing when you think about it. He's searching for something, and I pray someday he finds it. Amen? But God will not reveal. You can know the words of this book and not know the interpretation of it. Amen? It takes the Holy Ghost to interpret what you're reading. And He only gives that to you if you're seeking it with the right heart. Amen? And that fellow and those like him, they will not find it. Amen? All this is to them is a book. A book of words. And I'm here to tell you that this is so much more than a book of words. Amen. This is a treasure trove. This King James Bible is a treasure trove. It's full of gold nuggets, as I said before. It's full of riches. It's full of rubies, silver. It's full of all kind of things that will help you from day to day and live your life and cause you to have a blessed life in your home, in your family, in your marriage, in your job, in your business, in every way. If we follow after the Lord's word here, follow after His instructions, then all of our ways will be blessed. That's a promise of God. Amen. That's the promise He gave to us for those who diligently seek after Him. Amen. Verse number 9 says, "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path." There's two paths in life. You can go follow the Lord, amen, or you can follow the world. And when you go follow the world, it's not going to be a blessed life. But you follow the Lord, you set your heart to follow after Him and His righteousness, and you'll live a blessed life. Amen. Took me a long time to figure that out, but I thank the Lord for His mercy. He finally showed me the right path. He put me on the right path. Amen. Verse 10 says, "When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." Amen. And that's something we need today. We need more understanding of the Lord and His ways. And we need to have discretion about us. There's so much deception in the world today. You hear me touch on that a lot of times. There's a lot of TV preachers, not every one of them, but there's a lot of TV preachers and not preaching the true Word of God. They're deceiving. Amen. There's a lot of them on the internet, and it's just full of them. A lot of deception. There's a lot of false translations, false Bibles. The devil is a liar and the father of lies, and anything that goes against this Word of God is a lie. Amen. It's a heresy. We need to stick to the true Word of God, and that's where you'll find the treasure. The Bible says, "Where your heart treasure is, there will your heart be also." We need to set our heart to seek out God in 2018. Amen. Set your heart and set an example to your children. Amen. Get up every morning before you do anything. Get your cup of coffee, sit down with the Bible, and sit there and read maybe just a chapter, if that's all. You know, just read something every morning and have prayer. Amen. Start your day out right. You'll be amazed and surprised how your day goes from that time forth. Amen. It'll change your life. But it'll set a good example for them as they're coming up to do the same. And this day and time, people have gotten so far away from God and don't care about the Bible, don't care about church. And if they go to church, they don't care if it's right church, wrong church. They don't care about anything. They just want to do what feels good to them. They have itching ears, as the Bible said. They just want to hear what they want to hear. We need to seek out the Lord, amen, and learn about Him. Learn about the true God. Learn about the true Jesus Christ, amen, not the false one that's being preached today. Amen, and in a lot of different places. Open up that King James Bible and just go to reading it. Amen. Don't try to understand it. Amen. Just pray about it, read it, get to know it, and get under the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God, and let God bless you in your life. Amen. That's all the time I have for this week. Till next week, may God bless you, and hope you all have a happy new year.